Easter River, the Butcher's Market. Meet your expectations.
Get your day started right. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabiro Sheikh Yassar. Voice of the Cape.
14 after 7 o'clock. Now, into our discussion this morning, as we've mentioned earlier, the mayor of the Western Cape, Dan Plato, has made headlines following an altercation with a resident in Oceanview over the weekend in which he allegedly told the man to shut up. Now, the altercation occurred during a walkabout in the area to observe the work of the local neighborhood watch, but Councillor J.P. Smith says that the community event was derailed by a group of activists known as the CCC. Well, before we speak to JP Smith to share comments around this. We'll also want to speak to Vasco Vidges, who's a community activist, who was also present there to perhaps share comment with regards to what exactly transpired there. Vasco, good morning. Thank you so much for your time on Breakfast 91.3 FM. From your, what is your understanding in terms of what happened on Friday?
Good morning. Look, I need to make this clear. I am a CCC member, and so is Aslam, but when we went down on Friday, we went down in the capacity as community activists, because that is what we are.
So there's only two of the CCC members that were there?
No, there was more, but two had sweaters, two went as CCC, but the rest of us went as community activists, because that is what we are. Okay. And the people that has been asking the mayor questions, and the question that persists is always the Dido Valley housing project. And the mayor, we requested many meetings with the mayor. Aslam called him many times, but he just don't come back to us. We had a march in Fishhook a couple of months ago. We handed over a memorandum. And in the memorandum, one of the things is, please have a community meeting. And that is only that's the truth. And then we decided, okay, the mayor's going to be in Oceanview. He's not engaging with us. Let's go down and just ask the mayor this question. If he can just commit to a date to meet with us, then that's fine. You don't need to give an answer as to all we needed was when are we going to engage with regards to the Dido Valley housing project. Now, the gripe about that thing is, with the history of Dido Valley, that a lot of people from Ocean has been displaced from there during the Forced Removals Act, and so has people from Luvoyo. If I may, the people from Luvoyo is mainly black people and colored people was on that line. So what we gripe is, if you're going to go give to citizen X, give to citizen Y equally, not take away from citizen X and give to citizen Y. We're not about that life. So that's the gripe. So we went to go and ask. And it did not answer the question. And we persisted and we persisted and we persisted until he got irritated and lost his cool. And we told Aslam to shut up, in so much that he wagged the finger in Aslam's face. Now, nobody touched him. Nobody physically touched him. And on that same day, J.P. Smith and I, we had a nice civil conversation with regards to safety in Oceanview. We agreed on some points, but we also disagreed here and there. We had a very nice conversation, J.P. Smith and I. There was no shouting whatsoever. He still told me, and this is the truth, he told me, no, man, Vasco, you're too decent to belong to the CCC. I told him, ugh, it's just my choice. And that is what transpired. And that is what I could physically see. And if you look at the footage, that's what you also see. Despite what I say here, or what Mr. J.P. Smith is going to say, look at the footage, that will speak for itself.
Morning, Vasco. I think at this point in time, let's welcome Alderman J.P. Smith, Maker Member for Safety and Security, to the conversation. Alderman, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, ma'am.
So, of course, you were there on Friday as well. You know, having just heard what Vasco has mentioned, perhaps, you know, providing your sight into the story this morning.
So I think, you know, when the mayor goes somewhere, he's made a commitment to a specific group of people. They're expecting him to be there for a specific activity. What is discourteous and unreasonable is to show up there and expect to hijack the engagement for your own purpose. Then you set up a meeting, you have a separate conversation, and you engage the mayor around the issues you want. I don't believe that Dan is ever inaccessible. I was at his office over the weekend on a public holiday with an hour's notice. He made himself available to meet representatives after a protest on the, in a public area. Dan is very accessible. He picks up his phone to phone calls from persons he doesn't know. He's exceedingly accessible. He's also the Mayor member for housing. The mayor can't be everywhere all the time. So there are other public office bearers that can also be arrange those communications. And the same with the local ward councillors. There were three councillors on the walkabout. All of them know the information. So to deflect this and pretend it's about the Dido housing matter, that I think is a deflection. The point is that the group of people were there very much in a political capacity. It was more than two that wore political T-shirts, if I recall correctly. We can go check the footage. And they were belligerent and rude and abusive from the beginning. For the first 15 minutes, Dan tried to talk to them, but there was one young lady who just kept on screaming and screaming, and Aslam walking behind the mayor, constantly interjecting, shouting. And it got to the point where the SAPs, without the city asking in any way, intervened about 12 minutes or so in and pushed them back, because they were intruding into the mayor's personal space. They were right on top of him constantly. I hear Vasco say they weren't touching him. I don't think that's the case. But it got very abusive and impossible to proceed. Community members were also shouting. There's footage on the video released by CCC. That's a community member shouting at Aslam, not shouting at the mayor. The situation became volatile. So at some point, yes, the mayor did say to them, look, just shut up. I mean, this wasn't the place.
Alderman,
when
do
the
you
CCC
think,
then
do
left,
you think,
we then had
think,
very positive
Alderman?
Engagements with the rest of the community, very positive conversations. They left, they went, they got the footage they wanted, and we ended up with a further two-hour patrol, which was very constructive. But it isn't reasonable to try and hijack an engagement like that.
Okay, apart from that, do you think the behavior of the mayor was necessary?
Yeah, I think that it depends very much on the audience you're dealing with. When you're dealing with
reasonable people who
behave in a reasonable manner towards others,
you cannot possibly say no.
But when?
Wow.
Sorry, are you interrupting me, man?
Yes, I am interrupting. You cannot say, depending on the audience, that is the way you're going to treat them.
No, of course,
as the mayor
do.
Of the
have
city.
Have you heard Councillor Sotashe and what he says in public meetings? And nobody calls him out. He says the most terrible things, depending on his audience. I've heard him make ageist, homophobic, racist, and sexist comments.
Okay,
Patricia
de Lille
in public meetings in Makassar, I've heard her say to people, shut up. I've heard her use the term footjack. I've heard...
They're not yet to defend themselves. Let's move on. Let's move on quickly to another point. You made a point
on social media.
Okay, well, you made a point, JP, earlier where you said that the mayor is always accessible. Vasco and Aslam, they saying they've been trying to get a meeting with the mayor, you know, forever and a day. On Monday,
may or may not be true. I can't speak to that. I don't hold the mayor's diary. Speak to the mayor yourself.
Okay,
I'm not the mayor's spokesperson.
But
I can tell you is what I saw there on the night,
but
and I saw a group of people being exceedingly abusive and unreasonable.
JP, we have asked the mayor to speak to us, and he doesn't want to speak to us with regards to it. That was the one thing that we have asked for the mayor to come on air and explain to us what is happening, because it's not the first time that we see that the mayor is, you know, in the newspaper for almost the same thing. What I wanted to get from you, JP, was that on Monday you said that the mayor also met with a group of people on a public holiday. Where was this meeting?
At his office. He made himself available at his office. He had a series of meetings there. This group of people.
And where was the people?
There was a protest action. SAPS asked him to arrange the meeting, and he met them at his office. He was already there. SAPS brought the persons over. He met with them. It is not my experience that the mayor is inaccessible. Quite the contrary. If anything, he's too accessible to the point where it makes it difficult for those he works with to often get much of his time. And so I don't believe that if you consistently on an issue that is the city's competency, if you need access to the mayor, that is very easy to get. Unless what you are doing and the group of people you are, that you are not legitimate stakeholders in that conversation. There are other community members who he's already talking to, and what you're trying to do is play political points with an issue. Then I understand that the mayor says, look, you're not the primary stakeholders here. I am talking to other people in the community.
Okay.
You're trying to insert yourself politically in a situation that is not your issue.
Okay. Vasco, let's bring you back in and just ask, in terms of what Alderman has just mentioned with regards to the role and the conversation, where the conversation is headed with regards to the Dido Valley housing project, you know, are you yourself as well as us some stakeholders in this particular interest?
I don't understand what you mean by stakeholders, but the people that live in Ocean View, our family, our friends, a lot of them has been thrown off the land, and when we speak about it, a lot of them are still in poverty, even their children. And they are saying, as ons net terug kan gaan. Look, they're speaking about giving back to the people that what has been taken from them. And there's people in Ocean River that feel that they have been left out of it. There's a lot of backyard dwellers. Housing is a huge issue in many places across South Africa. But now there's space where our ancestors were thrown off, including, yeah, that was thrown off. All we're saying is, and the memorandum has been handed over to the city, and the mayor's office received it, wanting to have a meeting. It hasn't been responded on. So there's a lot of people in Ocean that feel left out. They don't even know what's happening on the Dido Valley land over there.
But now, just also very quickly, Vasco, before we go, and I'm going to ask JP to also just hold on. We've got one more for him as well. You know, there were calls, or not calls, there were some statements that were made that this is just, cheap politics that is at play. Would you agree, Vasco, that this was cheap politics?
No, very much not so. Like I tell a lot of people, and this is Aslam's heart as well, we're first family people, then we activists, and then we politicians. In this capacity, we were family, we were activists, that is what we were.
But then you shouldn't have worn your T-shirts, sir. You shouldn't have worn your T-shirts.
Okay.
Your CCCT, not you, the people that came here with CCC T-shirts. If that was not politics, then you should have told them to remove it because it wasn't a politic thing. That is the problem.
I understand and I agree with you.
Then let's put
it
aside.
Understand that we are still very young at this, so we are still immature in this. And that is what we did, and that was the mistake.
But the thing is, it's not the first time. It's not the first time things like this happen.
The first time in Ocean View.
In Ocean View, yes. Yeah. But we need to move along.
Alderman, just, in closing, I can't help but recall a prior conversation that we had some time last year with regards to the incident that happened out in Khayelitsha with a naked man. And a little early on in the conversation, you said, that perhaps, the conversation is being distorted in terms of, what Vasco has just mentioned. You've been quoted as saying, there's misrepresentation with regards to exactly what happened. And it almost seems like this is the exact same words that you used last year when, a city official came under fire for removing that naked man from his home during the eviction. It's almost like the city never wants to hold themselves accountable for their behavior.
I'm so glad you raised that, because was I not right? Did I not finish saying that, and then the footage came out of him walking naked out of the structure waving his ID about? So we were dead right about that. He did undress himself and he did walk out naked. And so you did only see a selective part of footage, and we subsequently showed more footage, which immediately put his behavior in context. And the same would have been true if you saw the rest of the CCTV, the rest of the footage. So there was some of the community activists who sent us footage, and I put that footage on my Facebook page. Go look for yourself, and you will see a group of people constantly jostling and harassing the mayor, constantly jumping at him, constantly interjecting, waving their own hands in his face the whole time. Dan is patient with him for almost 20 minutes, and then he realizes, look, it's just a political stunt. It is pure politics. These people are here primarily in a political capacity, and they are interfering with this event that I have here with a community who is sincere about the issue. And then he acted, and he acted in a manner that he thought was the only way that that particular individual would understand. So they were there as purely political stunt. How do we know that? Because it was all about their cameraman. They had a cameraman, and they were constantly positioning themselves so the camera could see them. So that was the primary purpose. At one point in the footage on my web Facebook page, you can see they get called back. They get briefed, and then they rush forward, waiting for the cameraman to position himself, and then they launch their intervention, their attack on the mayor, and that's when he turns on them. And so they knew exactly what they were doing. As soon as they got the footage, they immediately disappeared. It was no longer about the community. It was just politics. They ran away, and the rest of the community carried on doing the important work they're doing.
Just in terms of, you know, the overall picture that's created here, you know, in terms of the mayor himself and his behavior, I mean, who sort of deals with that? You know, is there any sort of process disciplinary that is followed thereafter?
I don't believe that the mayor deserves to be disciplined. I listen to what political leaders do in this country every day. Yesterday, the word shut up was used in the Zondo Commission. The Patricia de Lille has said much worse from stages where I have been present. I have heard the caucus leader of the ANC in council use much worse language. I have seen their own party leader, Fadiel Adams, use the P word and describe women and their procreative organs in such vulgar terms on social media. When you've reasonably attempted to make a noise about that, let's talk about the fairly harmless attempt by Dan to deal with people who were blatantly abusive and unreasonable in front of other people who were also getting very riled up, because you will hear the members of the public at some point shouting to SAPS, arrest him, because they were getting quite sick of the intervention.
All right. Well, Alderman, thanks so much for your contribution, as well as to Vasco Vigis, community activist, and there, of course, Alderman J.P. Smith-Moker, member for Safety and Security, providing comment on the racket that occurred on Friday afternoon/evening out in Ocean View.